The next object that's in front of me is a model of a head, which I must say is very, very accurate. I'm really impressed with this, whoever made this. All the features are there, I mean, the ears, the eyes, the nose, I mean, the eyes are closed, you know, it's fine. But this sort of reminds me of a climbing pole on a climbing wall, because the material is very, very similar, and it would be very interesting to have a head as a hold on a climbing wall. I'm sure it would make a very good handhold, or a foothold as well, actually. We have missing hair, which indicates that this person had no hair. Well, they were completely bald. Oh, look! His head's hollow. I mean, I'm really disappointed. I mean, there's no brains inside here. I was expecting more, but no. As well as having no hair, I don't think this person had any brains. I mean, I think he was a bit of a bald dimwit, which is pretty sad because they didn't realise that the head would be presented in this museum, and that would have, you know, really impressed them, and they would have been absolutely flattered at this. It's not just a head, it's a phrenology head. Phrenology is a pseudoscience from the late 1700s, and phrenology is basically when lumps and bumps on the head were, you know, thoroughly examined, and apparently they were supposed to determine certain characteristics about people. They could determine intelligence of an individual, or they can even tell the person that you're a downright criminal who will be executed, never to be seen in public again because you were a disgrace.